It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Thomas McClintock is considered the first white man to settle in the area that is now Fredonia, but he left the area not long after his initial arrival. So it would be Zetu Cushing, who was to be known as the first permanent settler of Chautauqua County's largest village. A ship's carpenter by trade, Cushing was born in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and had worked in Boston before moving to Oneida County, New York. In 1798 or 1799, he went to Presque Isle to oversee the building of the first large American vessel on Lake Erie. Returning with horses along the lake, he was impressed with the land that is now Fredonia and determined to come back. He returned to permanently settle in 1805, but not before a narrow escape with his family on the frozen waters of Lake Erie in February of that same year. While traveling from Buffalo to their new home, the family had become stranded in a winter storm out on the ice. Cushing had a dinner horn which he blew from time to time, hoping someone might hear it. And luckily, at about 1 a.m., two men did hear the horn and came with lanterns to guide the family ashore. The next morning would have been too late, for the ice broke up following the rescue. Cushing soon built a cabin on Canada Way Creek, and in 1808 he built a home and a barn at what is now 171 Eagle Street. It also served as a Baptist church. Cushing also served in the War of 1812 and from 1811 to 1824 held the office of first judge of the county. He may not have literally been the first settler of Fredonia, but he was for a long time its first citizen. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.